you've been practicing. Let's go.
I'm doing the Heilige Perek.
Shvua Se'edus Neheges Ba'anashim Ve'lo Ben'ashim. We're on Daf Lamed Omer Aleph, beginning of Perek Shvua Se'edus. And essentially, we really learned this Mishnah yesterday, because this is really the continuation of the contrasting dinim in Shvua's Bidui and in Shvua's Shot. Now, actually, only because of this Mishnah, which is Nogea, specifically differences in dinim between men, women, or other people who are koshulators or not koshulators, to the question of whether the denial of the knowledge of the testimony has to be b'fnei bezdin or not, we viewed those elements as being mentionable when it came to Shvuas Bitui and Shvuas Shov yesterday. But actually, in terms of those dinim, it really wouldn't have mattered to us on the surface, but because we wanted to keep these three Mishnayos, I mean, in our Gemara, obviously, the printed is three Mishnayos, but these three in Yonim, Shvuas Bitui, Shvuas Shov, and Shvuas Eidos, we wanted to have them parallel. We mentioned these elements all in all. What's unique about Shvuas Eidos, you'll remember, is that the Torah was motzi from the klal Shvuas Sheker, the normal dinim of Shvuas Sheker. Someone who denies the knowledge of testimony, when such testimony would have been useful, so that obviously they have to be roid to be made. And the halacha that we saw that was unique about Shvuas Eidos is that you don't need to make the shvua yourself, nor do you need to answer amen yourself. Even according to Rabbi Meir, who holds that if shayach to make Shvuas Eidos Shalom b'fnei bezdin, of course you would have to say amen. But if you're making the Shvuas Eidos in front of bezdin, it's certainly according to the Chachamim, as we'll see, hold anyway Shvuas Eidos, always b'fnei bezdin. The bezdin themselves can articulate the Shvuah, and in that context, the denial of the knowledge of the Eidos is itself the Shvuah that's chal on you without even an amir asami. The other thing that's unique about Shvuas Eidos is that it's the Shvuah that the Torah was mechayev you, even b'mezid, to bring the korban. Now, other cases we had the mazid, either there was a chi of malchus and b'shegeg, there was a chi of carbon, or b'shegeg, there was no chi of carbon, like by Shvuas Shav, but we never found that the mazid, you would also bring a carbon. That's special by Shvuas Eidos. So these elements, the Mishnah now is going to bring out. Shvuas Eidos is noheg with men, but not with women. Berachokim, non-relatives, below the krovim. Bikshirim, people who are kosher for testimony, v'lo b'psulim. So let's say the guy is a goslin whose testimony is not acceptable in any moment is here. There's no meaning to his shvua that I don't know Eidos, because even if he did know Eidos, it wouldn't be nogea. Reina noheges ela b'ruyin l'haid, which seems to be redundant. The Gemara is going to say, why do we need to mention again people who are capable of giving testimony? Bifnei beidin v'shelo bifnei beidin. Whether such a shvua was taken in front of a court or not in front of the court, that would be mipi atzmo. But mipi acherim, if other people are going to make the shvua for you, then, unless you say amen, of course, and the shvua explained yesterday, that's the equivalent of mipi atzmo. Mipi acherim ein chayavim ad she'chafru behem bebeidin. There, Rabbi Meir is also moda that for someone else to make the shvua, and your denial in that context to be considered a shvua on your own, that's only if it's done in front of Bezdin. Dibur Rebbe Meir. The Chachamim Omrim, the Chachamim say it really doesn't make any difference. There's no such thing as a shvua Seidus that's not in front of Bezdin, because the whole point of a shvua Seidus is that it has to be able to stand here in court. So the Chachamim Omrim, it doesn't matter whether it's with the Atzmo, or it's with the Acherim, Enan Chayavim, Achiechafru, and the Beidin. This is only if there's a kvira in Bezdin, the chayavin azdon hashvua, you would be chayav for the mazid on the shvua, or even if it's a shogeg, meaning that you didn't realize that you were going to be chayav a carbon for making such a shvua, as long as im zedon ha'edut, as long as you knew for a fact when you said, no, I swear I don't know any testimony, you knew that you knew testimony, you just thought that you wouldn't get into trouble to have to bring a carbon. I mean, this is the equivalent of Monbaz's pshat that we saw before. We're trying to bring it in for, Monbaz believes that that's the din by every chi of chatas. And we were mechalik earlier, depending on who shita you hold the gabi shvuas bitui. And here, for sure, there's no other way that we could learn a shigigas shavua, you know, because otherwise we'd have to say well, actually, you wanted to make the shvuah, but you thought you really thought you were saying the truth. That's not called a shigiyah shvuah. That's like an honest. That's swearing correctly, according to your own life. We saw before that that bechlal, it's not even called a shvuah shaker. So that can't be what the case is. So therefore, a non chayavin al shigiyah tayin would not be chayav if you actually made a mistake and thought you didn't know testimony. Umahin chayavin al don hashvuah. And what indeed is your chiyav over here? When you were amazed, your chiyav is uniquely among all of the other cases a korban ol of yoreid, even the mazed. Minanim.
When the Rav says that there is a chiyav korban, is what even the mazed?
Even the mazed.
As well as
no,
just
the korban.
It's actually more medical.
Well, yeah, in a sense, you have a mokum for kapara. Minanim. Yeah. How do we know that women are not included? Now, which means, how do we know essentially that women are not ruyos v'ha'id? The Tanur Rabbana, amdu shnei ha'anashim. Now, this of course is a parsha that we have analyzed so many times because it was the central parsha of Maseches Makos. So that the story of Edim Zomim begins with the din of lo yakum et chamas, and then it talks about what should you do if there's an eighth Hamas? Now, all of a sudden we switch from the Aden to the Anashim Ashelahem Ariv. It's a little funny. And then we go right back to discussing what the din is of an eighth Zomim. If they were a Cherkid, it has to be some Akashia Zomim and so on. It's sort of a non sequitur. I mean, what are we going back to the story of Omdu Shnei Anashim Ashelahem Ariv in the middle of this? So therefore, we understand that Va'amdu Shnei Anashim is not a reference to the Ba'alei Dinim, but rather Va'amdu Shnei Ha'anashim, and it's stressing males. You could just say Va'amdu Shnei Ba'alei Adinim, Amdu Shneihem, or Amdu Ba'alei Arim. If it's Shnei Anashim, it's referring to Edim, and it's calling them Anashim to make it very clear that they need to be male. So Be'edim HaKatzuv Medaber. Now, of course, your response to that would be, Atawamer Be'edim. You say it's referring to the witnesses. I mean, I read the pasuk. Sure, it sounds to me like it's talking about the plaintiffs and defendants. Oh, in a hell of a Ba'alei Dinim. Well, I mean, so then why say separately Asher Lehem Hariv? Hare Ba'alei Dinim Amur. I mean, that's a clear reference to the Ba'alei Dinim. Ama ani mekayem v'amdu shnei ha'anashim. Therefore, the understanding of v'amdu shnei ha'anashim would have to be the Edim HaKatzuv Medaber. And if you don't like that and you've got something to say about it, and later on, of course, this is the formula that always introduces afterwards, what would you have to say? Well, we'll ignore that for a moment. But if you've got something to say about this, then I'll answer you with the Gzera Shava. Ne'emar kan shnei, ve'ne'emar la'alan shnei. Now, if you take a look, you have also the din al-pi shnei edim or al-pi shlosha edim yakum davar. And that's here in the same story, the lo yakum eid echad be'ish. So therefore, the shnei over here tells us, just like malalam be'edim, where it says beferish edim, al bishnei edim, afkan be'edim, which is shnei anashim. I mean, you must admit, that's a very strong simen, even if it wouldn't be a gzereshava mekubelet, that this is talking about the edim, afkan be'edim. Now, mayim nafshikal omar, what exactly would you have to say that you're intimating over here that somebody would have an objection to our drasha? Well, the objection would be, it doesn't say the asher lehem ariv. It says, v'amdu shnei anashim asher lehem ariv. Now, the asher certainly seems to be a reference back to the shnei anashim. I mean, if it would have said the asher lehem ariv, I would be, okay, fine, that's one case. The ba'alei dinim, plus the shnei anashim, which are the edim. But the Torah seems very clear that it's all one statement. So for that, I'll answer you. And I would tie a kule krab a bali dinim mishtoi. I would say, no, it's not talking about two different cases of edim and bali dinim. It's all bali dinim. For that, I will respond. Nemar kan shnei v'nemar lalan. Shnei malan of edim, av kan v'edim. Now this is version one. We have three versions of the approach to noshim being excluded from these words anashim. So version one has it that the shnei ha'anashim must be the edim because afterwards it says asher lehem ariv. Version two It goes like this. Tanya Idat, the Amdu Shnei HaNashim Be'edim HaKatuv Midaber. That's got to be talking about the witnesses. Ah, you say it's talking about witnesses. Atomer Be'edim. O'eino Ela Be'ba'alei Dinim. Now here the proof that it's not referring to the Ba'alei Dinim is from the simple fact that then why would it say Shnei HaNashim? Since when are only two people going to come into court? Then maybe this may be a class action suit for all you know. Maybe you're going to have a million people coming into court. I mean, what? Why would two have any meaning? If you're talking about witnesses, two has meaning. Because then you're talking about the minimum definition of witnesses. Yes? But to say the Ba'alei Dinim, you would say arbitrarily two when it could be anything. So obviously it's talking about witnesses. V'chishnayim ba'im ladin, shloshayim ba'im ladin. But if you don't like that, if you've got something to say about that, then I will, and here we go back to the same formula, nemarkan shneim, nemarlan shneim, alan beidim, apkan beidim, and again we ask, and what would be the objection to this approach? Mayim napshcha lomar, because this sounds even more persuasive than the first one, where over there you can tie to the vav. I mean, if you're relying on it being a different thing than no vav, that's a pretty big problem. But this is a very reasonable thing. Why mention shneim? Ah, because you could say, v'chi teima, if you're going to try to tell me, what do you mean, shnei? What do you think, two means two people? It means the two parties, the tovei and the nitva. In other words, I don't care if there's 100 lawyers there, and there could be millions of people involved in a class action suit, but there's two parties to the suit. The so-and-so versus so-and-so. That's the shnei anashim, the tovei and the nitva. That's what it's referring to, komishtaikra, that's what the pasuk refers to. I will answer you, Nemakan Shneim, Nemalan Shneim, Alalan Beidim, Afkan Beidim, the same formula, we go back to our Gzereshava. The third version runs like this, Tanya Yidach, V'yamdu Shnei Anashim, it's got to be talking about the Eidim. Ah, you say the Eidim, O'ein Elu Ba'al Eidinim. Well, how could it be referring to the Ba'al Eidinim, for heaven's sakes? Then why would it stress males? But only males bring suits, not females. It's absurd. It's got to be saying something that has some technical meaning in Anashim. So, v'chi Anashim ba'im ladin, Nashim ein ba'ot ladin. That's crazy. V'im nafshecha lomar. But if you've got some problem with that, then we go back again. Nemar kan shnei, v'nemar alan shnei, mala alan be'edim, afkan be'edim. And again we ask, and what would you have to say to object to that? Ma'im nafshecha lomar. And maybe you'll say that the reason that the reference over here is to Anashim, even though it is indeed to the Ba'alei Dinim, is because Isha Lav Urcha. It's simply because a woman normally would not go to Din. She would hire somebody to go into the court for her. So it would be a lawyer who would represent her. Why? Mishum Kol Kvuda Bat Melech Pnim. A woman would feel that it's inappropriate for her to be sitting up there in the box and everybody's in the TV cameras are focused on her or something. Is she supposed to be, at least before the Kollel movement, there was a belief that women should be at home and should be protected and not so vulnerable.
Why would they be interrogated?
Why would they be interrogated?
I don't know. I think that, you know, the woman,
but she can be moser her tainus to somebody else. See, I mean, as Tosis points out, she can't do that if it's a reference to Aiden. You can't say maybe the reason it says Anashim is because a woman normally wouldn't testify in court. That's ridiculous. Why wouldn't she testify in court like anybody else? If she is the Tova'at or the Nitba'at, she can hire a lawyer. She has somebody go in and handle the case for her. But you cannot have aid me pi aid. You cannot give her your aidus to somebody else and say so-and-so told me, because that's not aidus. So it could only mean that she has to not be in court. In other words, because her testimony is not valid testimony. It says Anashim. But if it's a reference to Ba'alei Dinim, it may simply be an acceptance of her own behavior. She wouldn't go to court. So what are we going to talk about women when that wouldn't be the norm? We talk about Vamdu Shnei Anashim. So that could be because of Kol Kvuda Bat Melech Pnima. If that's your taina, then I will tell you, Nemar Kan Shnei, V'Nemar Lahalan Shnei, Malahalan Be'edim, Apkan Be'edim. And those Yiddish speakers will notice there's a lot of Ramazim over here. It's a snow tomorrow, and therefore it must be that the daf worked out specifically on this day. Tanu Rabbanan.
On the word Anashim, we usually say that as a Klali were people. It doesn't sound to be male.
Yeah, but there's no need to say it at all. What are you stressing on Anashim for Baklal? Who cares who they are? Who cares if they're on there? I mean, they're certainly not parot. So we certainly don't have to say the human should stand in front of him. Just say Mamduli standing. What's the? So it's got to be a reference to something meaningful. No, Shnei means that we're talking about Shnei over here 20 times. There's got to be something. There's got to be smoke coming. Oh, there you go. Another remit here is that mitzvah lebaledinim shiyamdu. There's also a mitzvah of literally ba'amdu. As if they ba'amdu. You see over here that there is a mitzvah to stand. Now, if we understand that there's two levels to the pasuk, there's the shnei anashim who are the eidim, and then asher lehem hariv is a reference to the baledinim. So we could understand this to mean everybody has to stand. The Eidim, there's no question about, because there it says directly, Bamdu, the Shnei, the Eidim definitely have to be Ba'amida. But even the Baledinim would have to be standing. Rav Yehuda, well, I don't know if that's binding. Shamati, Shim Ratzula, Shivat Shnehem, Oshivim. I was Makabal, there's no Chiyav, Be'etzem, and Amida. If the Bezdin would have both Dinim, in other words, both the plaintiff and the defendant, they would both be sitting, that's okay. The only problem would be in a case where Ezeo Asur, Shelo Yechad Omed Vechad Yoshev Echad Medaber Kol Tzorcho Echad Omer Lo Katzer Dvorecha. The only thing that there's a hakpod on in terms of standing that I heard was that it has to be fair. You can't ask one person sit sir and the other one you don't say sit sir and they feel out. So, you know, they only care about this guy. They don't take me seriously. Or to one guy, they listen to him speak out his whole case. And then to the other one, they say, well, you finish up already. What are you talking so much for? That is certainly mastim the ta'anot. It's like the interviews that they'll give, you know, Yossi Sarid on the one hand, and the last the guy from the Aguda to answer me. He's got about 10 seconds to say everything he's got to say, whereas the other guy had a half an hour. So you get the feeling that maybe one is important, the other one isn't important. Tana Rabbana, Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha, Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha, it's not the question of the not to be ma'avis the din. It means that the act of Mishpat has to be Betzedek. Even Shelo Yechad Yoshev Echad Omei, Echad Medaber Kol Tzorcho, Echad Omer Lo Katzer Dvorecha. So this is essentially the way Rabbi Yehuda was listening. Rabbi Yehuda was saying, it has nothing to do with Va'amdu Shnei Anashim. That would be a reference to the Eidim. But the Balei Dinim is up to the court. It's just the Dinim covered in the Bezdin. If the Balei Dinim are asked to sit down, that's fine. As long as it's done with the same respect to both people. Davar Acher B'tzedek Tishpot Amitech is not a Dinim Bezdin. It's Tama Halacha, your friend, Amitecha, should be Betzedek, meaning Avedanet Chavarkala Chavzchut. If there's ever a question of how to interpret something that your friend is doing, so you could interpret it as an Avera, you could interpret it as a Mitzvah, or as a Rishus. Don't interpret it as an Avera. If you're looking for the motivations of something, you're trying to figure out what the guy, don't look for the bad side, look for the good side. Tani Rav Yosef, Betzedek Tishpot Amitecha, is actually a reference to the court, and what it's saying is, you as a dayan, if you have amitecha, then that means it's somebody who is on your darga, that he's a Talmud Chacham, and that he's being shemer tera kamecha. So therefore, what it means is, im she'ibcha batorah b'mitzvot, hishtadel l'duno, take such a person, and danim yofe yofe. Have extra special care for how you danim now on the surface. This doesn't make any sense. What do you mean, heck, special care? Whether because he's a Talmud Chacham, he gets a different treatment. So there was actually a Maisa in which there was no Geya, and we can see from Rav Nachman's understanding what it meant. Rav Ula Bereda Rav Eloi, this Rav Ula had a din in which he was supposed to come before Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman was the great Dayan. Rav Yosef sent a letter to Rav Nachman in which he wrote, you should know that Ula Chavereno, this Rav Ula is going to be appearing tomorrow in front of you, but then, he is Amit This is the Amit Chab, reference to the Pratik, which we're back with Chab right away, what he's referring to. He is Amit B'Torah B'Mitzvah. He's a real friend when it comes to Torah Mitzvah. So Reb Nachman said, what the heck is that supposed to mean? L'may Shalakli, what did he send me this for? Well, L'chanufele, I'm supposed to flatter him when he comes back. What does it mean? Hodar Amar, then he realized the meaning. The only implication for the Pratik would be L'mishra B'Tigre, would be to, if there were two dinim that had come simultaneously in front of Reb Nachman, and Ula was one of them, then the din is that the Talmud Chacham goes first. It was Benogea not making him wait. And Tosfos says it could be even though there's a halacha that if one person comes first, and then he's followed by another person, you always go according to the first one, because it says, Katan Kigadol Tishmon, Midashim from there, don't look at the content of the din, look at who was there. So if one guy's got a 10-cent din, and the next guy's got a $10 billion din, the guy with the 10-cent din had to come first, not the guy with the $10 billion din wait. It makes absolutely no difference. It's katon kegadol. But if they come simultaneously, then you can use your judgment. So if you go to the Talmud Chacham, the possibility that Tosfos suggests is that even if it's not in order, because even though it says ki katon ki gadol, so the mele you should respect the one who came first, but the essay of Kovod HaTorah may be more chomer than ki katon ki gadol. In which case, we'll see later on, this is Nogia. So but based on the Gemara, later on, if you hold like that later on, it could be that's the meaning of the year. So it's either L'mishra B'tigre, said Reb Nachman, he wanted me to take care of him first, inami l'shuda d'dayani. Or he wanted me to know that if the case was a case in which the Psak Halakha would be Shudda Dayani means that the Dayan has to utilize his Das. Actually, it's a Machlokas we've seen many times, Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Shudda Dayani means the Dayan should determine who is more Roy, who he wants to give the money to, if we can't determine who it's supposed to be given to. Over here, he wanted him to know that, look, Ula is a Talmud Chacham. So take that into consideration. If you were planning to give it to somebody else because he's a Talmud Chacham, then that was your Shuddah. You should know that he's also a Talmud Chacham. And that's not, so you have to know all of the facts about the guy. Because normally the Dayan would have to know him. Or, according to Rashi, that the din of Shuddah Dayani is whoever the Dayan believes would have been the most reasonable that was meant. In there, let's say if there was a gift that was given to one gentleman. To both names were Ula. And we have no way of knowing which Ula was meant. So over there, you have to use your judgment. Who was more Roy? So I'm just giving you the background. And of course, we do this today also. Sometimes you need to have background material about the person's personality and so on in order for you to appreciate exactly how to establish the din. It's rare, but it would be a case of Shudda Dayani.
The mamash, they don't know who did it, and they just can... Mm-hmm. Well, he didn't know what was probably him.
No, not yet. It's probably him.
No, the gift probably was meant for him.
According to Rashi, yeah, and it could be that it's more Roy that he would have meant it for him. Assuming that this is a guy who would have meant it, would have wanted to give to the Talmud Chacham. Abu Be'edim, now this is Omar Ula, this whole Machlokas about, like Rabbi Yehuda said, well, no, you don't really have to stand. That's because he's learning that the Pasuk was a reference to the Edim. V'amdu Shnei Anashim is where there's a din of Amida, not V'amdu Asher Lehem Ariv. So by Edim, everybody's motivated. Maybe it's also motivated that the meaning is V'amdu, literally. V'amdu, they have to stand. By the way, Tosfos points out that there's many places where you may have V'amdu and then something. So V'amdu, V'amru, that type of thing. There, the V'amdu simply means you get up and do it. It doesn't mean you have to stand. Because otherwise there's problems in the Gemara, because not everybody agrees that Va'amdu means literally have to stand. But that's only where it's followed by an act. Because Va'amdu followed by an act is often the way in which we say the act. He got up and. That doesn't mean he stood up technically and. It means the movement, the preparation for the act is considered to be Amida. So Memela, that would have been the meaning. But over here it says Va'amdu in the middle of nowhere. Va'amdu Shnei Anashim. So that is indeed to be Amida b'fnei adayanim. Om Ravuna machlokes b'shat masa umatan. Furthermore, you should know the machloket as to whether there's Amida or not. That's b'shat masa umatan. That's not the b'shat that Rav Yehuda holds there's no Amida of the Balei Dinin. he's also Moza, that Bishas Gmar Din, at the time that the Dayanim are issuing the actual Din, Ploni Ata Chayav, Ploni Ata Patur, that's the real meaning of Din. And there, for sure, the Dayanim are by Yeshiva, the Balei Dinim are by Amidah, because we see that elsewhere, not from this passage, but it says, Vayeshev Moshe Lishpot Ata Am, Vayamod Ama Moshe. So as you see clearly, Moshe sits, the covet of the Dayan there is to sit, and the Baal Din stands in front of the Dayan. Lishnachrina, another Lashon has it, by the way, some don't have this because it's really not a raya about the Dayan's part. It's only a raya to the Baal Din. So, okay, but anyway, we'd have to say it's sort of loosely an application to the case we had before. Machloket b'shat masao matan, avo b'shat gemar din divrei hakol dayanim b'yeshiva, u'ba'alei dinim ba'amida. Why? Because the Eidim themselves is the equivalent of gemar din. Everybody is moda that the Amida v'amdu shnei ha'anashim for sure is a reference to the Eidim. The only question is whether it's also a reference to Baal HaDin. That's what you were talking about. But that's because the Eidim are always like the act of Din. Because the activity of the Dayanim is what we're referring to in the Din. So what happens is the Eidim come in, and now they have to testify in front of the court. So that is an act of Din. Then the Dayanim will sit and discuss the Din between themselves. That's not an act of Din that has reference to something external. So at that point, people could be sitting. But when it comes back that the Din now is active once again, here is the moment of Din. The Dayanim have heard the Eidim, that's the Din. The Dayanim now proclaim their decision, that's the Din. So then everybody is motivated, that's the equivalent of the Eidim, and at that point, you would have to stand. Although again, here, there's no remez, as the Bach points out, there's no remez that the Dayan has to be sitting. It's only a remez that they have to be standing. In which case, this isn't really a Lishna Achrina to prove that the Dayanim are the Yeshiva and the Balei Dinim are Ba'amita.
There is such a desire not to be in the room.
No, we bring them there. That's true. We bring them in, though, for this moment. Because this is a real act of Din. Now, the Vita to Rav Huna, after Rav Huna died, his Rebbetzin had a Din that she had to come to Rav Nachman. We assume it's after he died. I mean, otherwise, he would have taken care of it. So she comes to Rav Nachman. Now, Rav Nachman was very confused, didn't know how to act, because he felt that if it's Rav Huna's wife, he's mechuyev to stand up for her. Because Eishes Chaver to Chaver. On the other hand, he felt that it would be very confusing to the person against whom she was bringing the din, that he was honoring her by Amida. Because it's such a strange action. People don't realize the extent of Eishes Chaver to Chaver, that you literally have to stand up when the Eishes Chaver would enter the room. So he didn't know what to do. So he says to himself, "Why, Eichi Navi, what am I supposed to do? Eikumi kama. If I stand up for her, so then Mistatman Ta'ani to the Balei Dina. The other person is going to get very confused by the way I'm treating her. Lo Eikum Mikama, but I shouldn't stand up for her. How can I not stand up for Rabuna's wife?" So what he did was he arranged in advance, Amar Leila Shamesh, so he asked the Shamesh, Seva Fracha Lai Bar Avza, see to it that a pigeon flies onto me, that throw a pigeon at me. It'll drive me crazy. I'll jump up from the pigeon. Right? I'll jump up from the pigeon. And then that'll be already my Amidah that won't confuse the other person. Tosfos asks, it's very interesting, Tosfos asks, doesn't the kima for a Talmud Chacham have to be a kima sheyesh by hidur? And what's the hidur in jumping up from a pigeon? Right? So he says, well, first of all, the halacha of kima sheyesh ba hidur, actually doesn't say this first of all, it says this last of all, but it's an interesting idea. Kima sheyesh ba hidur may not mean that you literally have to show the hidur. It may just come to tell me, not a kima she'ein ba hidur. So in other words, if you're stark naked in the Beit HaMerchatz, and in walks Rav Huna, it's not exactly a covet to jump up in front of Rav Huna. And that's not a kima sheyesh ba hidur. But it doesn't mean something which is not clearly an act of hidur is not included. That's Tosfos's final possibility. But Tosfos also says that Lamaisa, at least it wouldn't be an isser. He's not over the isser of not standing. So that's also important. Furthermore, it could be Rebbe Tinhuna knew perfectly well what was going on, because she immediately understood what was up. It's a pigeon in the bed. Clearly, he didn't want to disturb the other Bala, because she would understand what was going on. So the Gabe her, she viewed it, in fact, as an act of Hidur. In which case, it would mean it does taking for granted that the Din of Kima Shesh by Hidur is vis-a-vis the Talmud Chacham, not the act per se. Because otherwise, who cares whether she knows it or she doesn't know it? The Lamaisa is not evident in the act. Okay, so that's why Tosis has alternate approaches over here. It's not clear that that's the meaning.
If the Talmud Chacham was one of the Baal Yidin, then it's simple that the judge could stand up for him, regardless of the other defendant?
Sure, yeah, that would be understood. We'll see that it's understood that if the defendant knows, or I'm going to say defendant, if one of the Baal Yidin knows that the other one is a Talmud Chacham, then he's not choshesh for the normal actions that would be given to a Talmud Chacham. He's not choshesh. What's the problem? What would be the heter over here? I thought that there's a specific halacha that we learned from Moshe Rabbeinu that the dayanim have to be sitting. So what's the track to say? He stood up. And during the rest of the time, I mean, he would have, anyway, there was no din of his sitting. Bala did a bamida. And says the Gemara, the Yosef command to Shari Masane. It doesn't mean that he was literally stood up. It means that he went to the edge of his seat as if he was going to tie his shoes. So it would still be yeshiva, but it was still an act of showing respect. So that's the pshat. And then you say, Yishponi ata zakai, Yishponi ata chaya. Omer Rabba Baravuna, Hait surba mirabonad va'amaoretz, the Yishpuhu dina ba'ali adodi, if you've got a Talmud Chacham and an Amaoretz that are themselves arguing in what the din is, so Mizvinan lay the surba mirabona, you certainly sit the Talmud Chacham, but you can't let the Amaoretz feel that he's a second-rate citizen. So you invite him to sit too. Now, if he has enough brains to know that it's not, I mean, why should he be sitting? Obviously, Talmud Chacham is sitting, but he should respect the best. But if he doesn't, so fine, so he'll sit. There's nothing wrong with that. So it's not me, I'm in the teeth. Vikoi, let's have if he recognizes himself, he should stand, then we don't view that as being a sense in him that he's a second-rate citizen. He understands that it's all Skabaratera. Rav Bar Sharvia had a mice like this, which he had a din in front of Rav Papa. So Rav Papa sits him down and invites the Baal Din. The Baal Din sits down. Now the Baal Din shouldn't have sat down. So the shliach of the Bez Din comes behind a guy and gives him a kick in the rear. So Batash baby ukmei. So he knocked him out of the seat. And the Amaretz had to stand. And Rav Papa didn't say anything. Rav Papa, the Dayan, he didn't say, no, 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 he was invited to sit down. How could he do that? If the guy sat down, then obviously he felt that it was only fair. Now I'm going to kick him and make him stand. So he's going to feel he's a second-rate citizen. He won't be able to speak properly because psychologically he's at a disadvantage. So an amazing thing to put on psychological disadvantage. I mean, we're giving him every opportunity to speak, but we recognize that if a guy feels that he's not being looked at correctly, he doesn't speak properly. I mean, this is something that is found in civil courts to such a degree. You know, we follow the letter of the law, but the fact that the guy is given to feel that he didn't stop mitanase, you know, they don't recognize that that's a pagam in the etzim din. The psychology of it is essential. How did Rav Papa do that? I'm Rav Papa because, look, the guy over here was thinking to himself that Lamaisa, the judge, is on my side, right? So he says, Rav Papa knew how to treat me correctly. He's going to hear my tainus. It's this guy. I should have slipped him probably a $10 bill on my way in. The shamish over there. So it's the shlichu to lo mefayetz binoi. He doesn't like me. You know, big deal. I'll teach him. I don't give tips where you don't have to give tips. So that lamaisa, he doesn't have any kind of psychological disadvantage. The Amar Rabba Baravuna, Haik surba mirabon and the amaretz the yitzlehu dina bahari adodin. If there is a din between an Amaretz and a Talmud Chacham, lo liktum surba mirabon and a leisit, Bishum the mirti command the masada leiladine. The Talmud Chacham shouldn't take the advantage. An opportunity. I have to go in to see Reb Nachman for the din. I'll come in a few minutes earlier. We'll have some other discussions. No, I've been asked some shaylos. Always wanted to ask Reb Nachman. He shouldn't do that because it looks like Bishum the mirti command the masada leiladine. The guy's going to think, oh, he's discussing the dinner with him in front of him. And again, he'd be misstating down there saying something. This is only if he doesn't have his man kavua for a Seder. Say, he had a Seder with Reb Nachman every day at that time. And then right after Seder, the other guy comes in and has a dinner. That's not a problem, because then he knows. Then the person's certainly not going to feel that he's being unfairly treated. Neymar Omar, he says to himself, these guys have a Seder. They're not going to be sitting here bottling about the din. Certainly, this is what they're being Isaac in.
Wouldn't the person feel bad if he was being judged by the other Baal Din Rebbe? They sit every day for an hour, and now he's.
What can you do?
And also, I don't understand why he wouldn't be more. Everybody knows that they learn together. I mean, he knows that. How does he know he just didn't come in?
He should know, sure. There's nothing that looks bad over here. I mean, if he's got a problem, let him find out. You don't change your lifestyle because they have nothing. Don't do something that can be interpreted wrongly.
How about another shofet?
You mean let him disqualify himself? We don't have that. We've seen all the time. It's on Sanhedrin. You don't disqualify yourself simply because you know a guy. That's not called disqualified. Disqualified is where somebody does something. Then even if he does the slightest thing, then you disqualify yourself. But the fact of an extant relationship does not disqualify you. We don't have any chashash on the fact that you're a friend or that you're an enemy and so on that we saw clearly in the sugya. Boor is a negative thing. That means somebody who's not even been derech eretz and so on. Amoritz is certainly negative, but it's not an insult. It's a lower class. Anybody who went to Neri Yisrael knows about Amoritz.
What does that mean? He's not supposed to be in the Torah? Or what does
it mean? Amoritz?
Yes.
That's for definitions. Amoritz, in the classic Amoritz vis-a-vis Chovres in terms of Maitris, in terms of Shmiris, Dinim of Tyrus. But that's not what we're referring to over here. Here we're talking about that's Chover versus Amoritz. And it's Thomas Sossam versus Amoritz. Thomas Sossam. Is somebody being Isaac in Learning Center?
Would that be
Neri
Yisrael in Baltimore?
No, Neri Yisrael in Baltimore. Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal was very, very stark about the Milo. They were very big on Kavodat Torah. So unfortunately, the inverse of that was that there was a strong lack of equivalent covered for people who weren't at Talmidei Chachamim. There's some tainus about that issue there. V'yomer Rabba Bar Avuna, Haitzur ben Rabbonim, D'yada b'sahadusa, V'zila b'milsa b'meza l'beidina. If there's a Talmud Chacham who knows testimony, but it's inappropriate for him to get involved in that kind of din. It's not any different than the halacha of Hashavas Aveda. Let's say you would have found something that was worth, a couple of bucks to a guy. It's just, he dropped his bucket. So it wouldn't be proper for you to pick up the bucket in the street and walk with the bucket. We know that the Torah says there's no chiyuv, even though there's an issur normally of lo tisama. But here it's zakinena lefichvodo pam yimshata mitalim. So here too, it's the same thing. If he's going to go to a bed in which it's inappropriate, the people there, the dayanim there, are not on the darga that they should have him stand up in front of them and give testimony. So it's a dayane gezuter mine la sudikane lo nisa. He doesn't have to go. Omrib sheshes v'reda ravidi. That's a mishnah. Afanan nami tanina. I mean, that's essentially a shavas aveda. Matzasak okupa. You don't normally walk through the street with such a thing. Obviously, this is only where it's talking about the equivalent, where it's a moment issue, would be the equivalent of what you would do for yourself about such a moment issue. But if it has to do with the Isser, let's say they're questioning over there whether a woman can get remarried, and you have testimony about that. mean, of course, what's it? It's not gay. In chokma, vein tmona, vein etzal, neged Hashem. Kol makom sheish bo chilul Hashem, en chokim kavod l'rab. There's no b'chol concept of kavod l'rab where it's nageya to be motzi the din for a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be mater a woman, they think the husband died, and you know the husband's alive, and that's ridiculous. Rav Yemar, have a yodalei sadus of a marzutra. So Rav Yemar, he knew some testimony was nageya marzutra, and they came to Amemar's court, usvina l'kul, and they, he sat them all down. Amar le Rav Ashi l'Amemar, I thought, Amar ulu machlokas b'balei dinim. No, only machlokas about whether you have to stand is nageya the Baal Din. Over a year, Rav Yemar was coming to give testimony. How could you sit somebody who's a witness? You can't sit him down. It's a Farish Apostle that says, Va'amdu shnei hanashim. Everybody's motive that testimony has to be given by Amida. Tiveko Amida. Oh, my line. Well, seems to me that that's a mitzvah saseh. Va'amdu shnei hanashim. Last time I heard, Kavod HaTorah was also a mitzvah saseh. It seems to be Kavod HaTorah, the bigger mitzvah saseh than this mitzvah of Amdu Shnei Anashim. So Esed, the Kavod HaTorah, Adif.
What is the answer to Kavod
HaTorah? The Mamash of Chachim D'Oraisa. It's one of the Tayyad mitzvahs, what's that?
What is the mitzvah? I'm sorry. No.
Yesh b'chol am shtei mitzvot asay lirmod Torah lechabed milamdeha ve'yodeha. Yishem shadam mitzvot b'chvod aviv yirato kachu chayav b'chvod rabo v'yirato yoter mi'aviv, and so on. And he goes through all of the, you know, the different dynamic, which one comes first, and so on. So, so he brings all of the psukim that are nageya, the dinim of aviv, he brings in terms of talmid chachamim. Okay, so omru chachamim, more rapa, more shomayim, and so on, and that's the b'hatzosam al Hashem. So it's every pasuk that has a reference to aviv, as I say, has the same din, nageya talmid chachamim. Every single one, he brings many tzukim. So the same thing, v'hatasam es Hashem, ein l'chavod gadol mikavod harav, v'lo morah gadol mikavod harav. So it's another. No. This is in Sefer Amada. So he goes through all of the, brings every single pasuk that is negeya, the kavod hamokum, the kavod as and kavod aviv as the equivalent of kavod rabba. Mamish Ben, it's unbelievable. That's what he brings it. Shavu beviyalakai lamazev, Rabbah Shem Lomim, beviyalakai lamazev. And therefore he comes first. He goes through each one, how he comes first. Amar Abtachamim bar Rabbah Kamar Shemayim. Kalachalaka Rabbah, Kalachal Shemayim. And so on. Yisrayim al Hashem.
No,
Pasuk specifically. That's what he is, bringing it with the Kabbalah. The Kabbalah says, one at a time,
mitzvah.
It's a separate mitzvah. Yeah. It's very interesting. What's the separate marker? I mean, that sounds good to the whole. I lost one after. Look at it again. So now Tosfos asks a very fascinating. The question isn't so fascinating. But the answer is fascinating. Tosfos asks, why then did we have the whole mitzvah of Shimon ben Shetach who told Yanai HaMelech that he had to stand? Everybody knows this famous mitzvah that caused such a tumult. And because of it, we have to make a takona that you don't bring Malchus Yisrael into Bezdin and so on and so forth. I mean, Amemar is saying that the essay of Kavod HaTorah is Adit, in which case, certainly, the essay of Kavod HaMelech is Adit. Right? Now, this is very interesting, because the din of Kavod HaTorah, as we saw, we only learned from Hashem Elokecha, really. There was all of these, That's the famous S for Rabbis Tamei Chachamim and all of these other things that we learn. The way the Rambam brings it, you know, the Kal Vachomer from Kav David. But the din of the Melech is beferish, the whole parsha is HaMelech. And a Melech can't be Merchel on his covet. So Lachora, his covet is more Chomer. Answers to us an interesting thing. That no, actually it could be that Kavod HaTorah is more Chomer. The only fact that he can be Merchel on his covet is because the Torah is his to be Merchel. And whereas the Melech, the Malchus isn't his to be Merchel. That belongs to the Am. Right, that's what we learn with Torah. But who's to say just because he can be Merchel? That doesn't mean it's less Chomer. So it could be that Amemar would say that only Lagabi covered Atzera, but Lagabi covered a Melech. It was pushed to him that it wasn't a bigger Chiyav than Va'om Bushnei Anashim. Lemaitza, I mean, with the Mokr of Etz Hashem Lekecha Tira, which is the way Rashi learns the Etz of Kavod HaTorah here, which is the Pashtus, I mean, that's the Gemara Uzdash, it's Etz the Rabbis Tamei Chachamim. I mean, that was the whole problem with the Akiva. So if it's a Remes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's certainly more than to the Melech. We don't find that the Melech is compared to Kvodik L'Kvod Shamayim, the Gemara says. Tan Rabban, Minayin L'Dayin, Shelo Yaseh Sanigorian L'Dvarav. How do we know that a dayan should not try to justify his psak? In other words, if he gave a psak, and now he's thinking, oh, wait a minute, and now I see another tzad. So now he's going to go, having once said something, figuring out why he's right. Don't try to figure out why you're right. It says, midvash sheker tirchak. Once you're trying to find out why you're right, you're already involved in a dvash sheker. That's beautiful, Drasha. Yeah. In other words, if you already suspect yourself that you're wrong, don't try to figure out why you were right. Just because you already invested in it. So you just throw good money after bad, so to speak. You have to make every effort to figure out, maybe I really was wrong and I should change my mind. That's what you have to do. Once you've got that suspicion, you better pursue it to the bitter end. It's human nature to having made a statement, you're going to try now to figure out why that statement was right. That's a Dvar Sheker. To look for lawyers for what you said. That is like a right. Such a beautiful drasha. I mean, this is obviously, you know, in applying the concept of dayan, the way we did in Amud Aleph, to anybody who has to judge a situation. No. Don't try to figure out why you were right if you think you weren't. This is like the most common human failure. You already put your foot in your mouth, so you figure out, well, it was really okay. Persuading yourself, okay, you do this with your kids all the time, you do this with your friends all the time, situations, you made a decision, you try to stick with the decision. Uminayin, l'dayan shelo yeshev tamid bor lefanav. You know, the Talmidim, always a nogea, the way that the Rav expands his psak. So if you've got a Talmid who's an idiot, it's not a good idea. Now, he'll ask you questions, you'll come to talk, but you'll end up thinking more like him. You know? Yeah. Uminayin ledayan, another issue. Uminayin ledayan, shiyodeh b'chaveiro, shuhu gazlan, or an age, shiyodeh b'chaveiro, shuhu gazlan. Uminayin shelo yitztarei fimo. You should make sure that the people that are coming with you to the Edis, you shouldn't add your voice to make now two Edim, where there previously would have been only one, because you know it's Sheker. And the same thing is true, a guy is sitting with Din, everything adds up. He's got the Edis, and he's got the Din, he knows exactly, this guy's Chayav, this guy's Pater. But it doesn't add up in him. He suspects that things are going on, and he sees the way that they're talking. He can't prove it, but he sees the way that they're talking. That's not true. How do you know you're not allowed to say, look, I mean, all the Eidim Eidim, I mean, the witnesses are here. I can't prove that it's wrong. I'll say what the din is. I'll be this testimony. And let the Eidim go to hell. What do I have to worry about it? I do my job, and they lie. Talmud Lomar, Midvar Sheker Tirchak. You have to keep yourself away from Dvar Sheker, and you have a right to be Mahapik HaDin. This is the halakha that a Dayan can go, I'll be his sense of the Din. And he can be Mahapik HaShvua when necessary, apostle and aid, not refuse to accept testimony, and so on. And that's considered to be within the purview of the Dayan himself.
That's Thank you.